Hello, Crusdale Recruitment Group from Blue Stampede Labour. Hi, Hannah speaking.
Yes, hi Hannah, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
Good, thank you. This is Stacey Barrable here. You emailed me yesterday regarding a potential opportunity out north.
Yes, correct.
I was just wanting to touch base and see what it was regarding.
Yeah, so the position itself is a temporary 6 to 8 week contract.
Okay.
But it is working as a HR admin person. So they're looking for someone with quite a bit of experience under the belt that's quite autonomous in the way of working. Someone who's prepared to use self-help guides and things to be able to teach them, a little bit more about the role. I think it's quite, they've got these really good comprehensive guides. Obviously people will be there as well to help.
Okay.
But yeah, it's based in Northam, so we're looking for people that are within a commutable distance from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, whereabouts are you based?
I am in Balgivis.
Ah, okay. It's probably just a bit too far, isn't it? I think Baldivis.
Yeah, no, I have done the calculations because I drive to Canningham and back every morning.
Right.
So like driving further, it's, I'm already driving, doing that drive every morning.
Oh, so you're doing that currently?
Yeah.
Ah, and where is that, sorry?
From to Canningham.
Canningvale, did you say? No,
Yeah, so that's about
Canningvale.
15 minutes, but I'm having a drive there and back on our, it's like a daily route, like morning daily route. So I'm already commuting that distance.
Right, okay. And what time is that usually in the morning?
So I probably leave here about 6 o'clock.
Right, okay.
What time?
So the hours are 8:30 to 5.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
So yeah, it's a little bit, it's quite early. But do you do that drive every day then?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. I mean, that might be, I mean, if
So,
you're used to the drive, but it's a long way.
yeah, I know the difference, but that's okay because I'm already doing that distance at the moment.
Okay. All right.
But I
Well,
think I was just trying to like weigh up like what the job is, the
yeah,
pay, just making sure that it would be worth my
yeah,
commuting.
worth your, yeah, for sure. I mean, you'd be looking at, I think it ranges between $38 to $44 an hour, but it is based on experience. So obviously there also isn't accommodation or anything provided with that.
Yes.
I think that's why they're kind of looking for, local residents, because I know that the package is probably a little bit, on the kind of, I suppose it's just your typical admin rate, isn't it? But how does that sound, that range? What's your sort of salary
Yeah,
expectations?
no, that range is probably about the, it's probably about average, I think.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, that's good to know. And if it was a 6 to 8 week contract, how would you feel about that being temp?
That's fine. That's
Yeah,
fine at the
okay.
moment for 6 to 8 weeks.
And what would you think if to maybe say if the role did become permanent?
Oh,
Is
that's
that something?
even better, I guess.
Right, okay.
So what industry do they do?
So I mean, I can't say too much without revealing the client, but it is just kind of working on a variety of, I think a variety of sectors, if I'm correct, because you'll be doing, it's like HR administration.
Oh, again, no, but what industry is it, like construction, mining?
No, it's an organisation. It's like, yeah, it's an organisation.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, the it's a very good organisation. It's one that will look after its candidates. It's a really good opportunity for, I suppose I can say it's a local government organisation.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, have you got any local government experience?
Not local government, no.
That's okay, because with this,
just
obviously...
Just general administration. I'm a very quick learner as well in using key tasks too.
Okay.
Learn.
What was your surname?
Barrable, B-A-R-R. B-A-R-R.
Ah, yes, got you. Okay. Have you got any HR experience?
Not HR, no.
Okay, but you've got quite a bit of administration experience.
Yes. HR, payroll is probably the only thing that I don't have.
Okay, all right. Well, would you be available for a sort of online interview today? Maybe say 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock? Yes, I should be fine.
Are you available to come into the office? Or is that a bit too quick? Would you rather, we can do tomorrow if that gives you a bit more time.
I can, where are you located?
We're located in the CBD.
Let's see, CBD. I could probably go tomorrow.
Yeah?
Probably, it will be in the afternoon, it will have to be in the afternoon though, like after 3:30.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. We can do 3:30 if you'd like tomorrow.
3:30? Okay.
Yeah, I'll send you all the details in an invite on by email. I just want to double check. StacyBarrable@gmail.com, is that correct email address for you?
Yes.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, all right. I'll send you that invite.
I'm happy to go online if that's fine with you.
I mean, to be totally honest, I think if you are within the Perth CBD area, we do prefer to get candidates in, which is just part of our process. So if I know it's a little bit, I know it can be a little bit disruptive in the day, but ideally if we can get you in, obviously that would be better.
Yeah. So 3:30 should work. Give or take what time my hubby finishes, because we will be travelling up to Wangara tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, right. Well, how about Thursday? Is Thursday better?
No, tomorrow we'll do.
Yeah? So we'll do... Yep. Okay, so we'll do 3:30. If anything changes with your plans or anything, obviously just let me know in advance.
Yep, no worries.
Can obviously rearrange that for you.
Okay, cool.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Cece.
Sorry. I just noticed that you had various areas of administration. Was there anything more local other than that one too?
Unfortunately not, no. Not at this stage. We only have the northern one.
Okay, cool. No worries. Just what I'll ask.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.